From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi army closes in on Mosul. The sound of gun and cannon fire as Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of the Islamic State group announced a self-declared caliphate. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in the old city. We spoke with her earlier today, and she says the job is nearly done.
Well, there are reports out there saying, they use the word liberated, that Mosul has been completely liberated, meaning retaken by Iraqi forces. And those stories are very close to true, and I'm sure there's caveats within the stories, but they are still fighting in Mosul's old city, in just a small area. As of this afternoon, early afternoon, soldiers, I was there right next to the fighting, and soldiers were saying it was about 500 square meters left of the Islamic State.
One tragedy beyond the human death toll was when the militants blew up the 850-year-old Grand Al-Nouri Mosque.
The Al-Nouri Mosque, which is not only the symbolic, or was, because it was bombed by militants, it was a symbolic heart of the Islamic State in Iraq. It was also the symbol of Mosul before it was bombed by militants. That mosque is now, soldiers say they are not in the mosque, but they're right next to it. And that will be, when they do take that mosque, that will be considered kind of the victory day, is what they expected, although it's kind of a bitter victory because of the bombing of the mosque. Iraqis were really excited to retake that place.
Fighting continued Thursday in Mosul. In the meantime, moving from Iraq to Syria, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have fully encircled Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State group in Syria, cutting off the jihadist group's last route out of the city, according to a monitoring group. This is